Achilles Mosaic. Advancing north of the Mosaic of Theseus, up to the end of the wooden corridor, we reach the main room of the palace that was used by the governor as an officiating space. The rear of the room, that had the shape of an apse, has a floor decorated with opus sectile, that is to say, marble plates in different colours and shapes. The front of the room had a mosaic floor with panels. Only one of those is saved and well preserved, the representation of the birth of Achilles. Very few remains from the other three panels. They possibly depicted scenes from the life of Achilles. The mosaic dates to the 5th century AD. During that period, themes from the life of heroes of Greek mythology were particularly popular. Achilles was the son of Peleus, king of Myrmidones, and Thetis, daughter of Nereus, god of the waters. When Achilles was born, his mother wanted to make him immortal by bathing the infant in the waters of Styx, which had miraculous qualities. The only vulnerable point in the body of Achilles remained his heel, from where his mother held him. A wound received at that spot in the Trojan War caused his premature death. On the mosaic, we have a static scene of the birth of the hero. His mother, Thetis, reclines in the centre, and to the left, her husband, Peleus, is seated. On the left-hand side, a nurse holds the infant and is preparing to give him his first bath, while behind Peleus, the three fates are depicted, Clotho, Atropos, and Lachesis. This representation strongly recalls the way with which are portrayed the nativity and the first bath of Jesus Christ in the Byzantine and medieval churches.